is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome to Albia Lady D's Softball. Bill Casebolt, Sarah the Intern, and Greg Ferris bringing you tonight's ball game. Live from Lizzie Alexander Field. It's your Lady D's taking on the Sabres from Twin Cedars. Just about to get underway here. Beautiful evening. Light breeze blowing out to right field on senior night.
Top of the first inning, catcher number 3, Brooke Duncan.
And lead off batter for Twin Cedars, Brooke Duncan steps in, left-handed batter. Little choke up. Choke up on the bat, takes the first pitch in the dirt for a ball. Lexi Van Polen on the mound tonight for the Albia Lady D's. And second pitch in the dirt as well. Van Polen falls behind 2-0. Pitch finds the strike zone. Duncan, a left-handed batter, little slap hitter, almost out of the batter's box as she offers the pitch and catches the outside corner. As does the 2-1 pitch, evens the count at 2-2. Lady D's coming off a big win Monday night from Sheraton, looking to get 2 in a row. Van Polen's pitch is high. Brings the count full to Duncan. Just underway from Lizzie Alexander Field. Bill Casebolt with me tonight on senior night. And Van Polen walks the leadoff hitter. Duncan scampers down to first base. A little turn. Emma Dineen catching tonight. Picks up that ball and fires it back to Van Polen. Lady D's infield looking for bunt from second batter Cassidy Swain. Swain doesn't offer at the first pitch, catches the outside corner for strike one. Nice to bring you Albia Lady D's softball with no technological problems tonight, hopefully.
Well, I don't know. Can you hear me?
I don't know. Bill and I are still trying to figure out if anybody's talking, anybody's listening. Swain takes a high fastball, lines it into left field for a base hit. Duncan down to second, a little turn, and she'll head back into second. And Twin Cedars is cooking in the first with the first two runners on. Okay. Nobody out, two runners on. Brittany Roby steps in for the Sabres. D's shortened up a little bit on the infield. Now they're going to back him up at second short just a little bit. Looking to cut down that lead runner if they can. Playing in case it's a slap or a bunt. Notice something about the strike zone, buddy?
It's a little generous tonight, I think.
Okay. We'll see who that first, but usually they learn from that. And Roby a little swing and bunt, and she's going to beat that out at first. The D's find themselves in all kinds of trouble in the first three batters, reach.
A little swinging bunt there. That's hard to judge
that,
there.
That ball was outside, too. Heyman for that big outside corner, and she took a little swing at it, just topped it down the third baseline. Not much anybody could do with it.
Number 18, Peyton Fee.
Peyton Fee, the cleanup hitter for the Sabres, steps in. We get a second. We'll have Bill set the defense for us here, maybe after the next pitch. First pitch from Van Polen's low and away. Free takes a line drive back up the middle, and the merry-go-round continues. Two runs are going to score for the Sabres, who take an early lead. Van Polen looks over to the dugout a little bit bewildered. This doesn't happen very often to Lexi. First four hitters reach, and Sabres find themselves up 2-0 in the top of the first.
Now hitting for the Sabres, second baseman Madison Gomat.
Second baseman Madison Gomat steps in. Two runners on, nobody out. She shows bunt, jabs at it, misses for strike one. Bill, you want to take us around the defense?
Okay, in the outfield we got Paris, Weldon.
That's put off out there.
Put off, I can't see that far. Looking right in the sun. Around the infield, Baker, Riley, Selvey, Casebolt. Van Polen on the mound and Dineen behind the plate.
That's easy. That's why I give you the lineups, because you can look right at a kid when you're on radio that you've been following for 10 years and say, who is that kid?
It doesn't help that they all look exactly the same out there.
Van Polen's 1-1 pitch, lined back up the middle, and the Sabres are going to pick up another run. Ball skips past Weldon in center field. And Free's going to advance to third base. And with that, Coach, a quick timeout and a quick trip to the mound. They come out of swinging, Bill, and producing. It's 3-0 Sabres.
Very reminiscent of last year's game. One of our worst games of the season. I think we lost 9-0, I think.
That was right up there in Bussey last year. Coach just trying to settle everybody down and find that first out right now, I think.
Right now they're hitting it where we ain't. And
it hadn't been anything hit really, really hard. Everything just it's solid, but not hard. Always in the right spot. It will be a little bit like the JV. The JV spotted Twin Cedars an 8-0 lead and came back and wound up with a tie after four innings. Hit the time limit on that one, but a nice rally from the JV Lady D's. Van Polen's first pitch to Bailey Stone, right-handed batter, sails high. And the 1-0 pitch off the fist, and that's going to be another. Nope, Casebolt, a nice play. Casebolt comes in, picks it up quickly, throws her out at first base for the first out, but on the force out at first base, he comes in to score from third base, and it's 4-0 Sabres. Another case of nothing hit hard, just hitting an advantageous place. Number 7 hitter, Ava Crosby, center fielder, stands in, takes a swing, and misses it. Van Polen's first pitch. With an out, we're still early, top of the first. Twin Cedars with a 4-0 lead. Nice change up from Van Polen for strike two, swinging. Crosby finds herself in an 0-2 hole, runner at second. Madison Gomat, 0-2 pitch, stays outside. With an out. Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Greg Parrish bringing you a nice ball game. Jason was scheduled to be on the radio and had a little honey-do list to go take care of, at least he said. So, Scarlett, if you're listening, Jason's coming home to hang cabinets, whatever that means.
Sounds legitimate.
Might be code. Oh. Ooh. Little foul ball to the right off of Crosby's bat, and Allie Hugan in the on-deck circle. First took it off the foot, bounced up and hit her in the face, at least the face mask, I think.
Yep.
Took a little chin burger there. She's smiling. She's okay. And a 1-2 pitch. Then out at first base from shortstop to first. Little ground ball to Tara Selby. Throws to Baker on for out number two. Gomat advances to third base, and there's two outs.
Now batting number 10, first baseman, Allie Hugan.
With two outs in the first inning, Allie Hugan, the first baseman for the Sabres, steps in. Tall right-handed hitter. Van Polen toes the mound. First pitch, a changeup right down the middle, takes for strike one. Lady D's in their blue uniforms with the shorts, a warm night. Upper 90s at Lizzie Alexander Field. Sabres dressed all in blue, wearing the pants. Strike two called on a generous outside corner.
Looks like a spot Lexi would like to stay the rest of the night, I think.
Usually you get through about the first or second inning and you figure out what that umpire strike zone is and you go wear it out, especially if they get a little generous on the corners. Some umpires will call basically from chalk to chalk a strike, and it gives you a couple of extra inches. It seems like that wouldn't make much of a difference, but it makes a big difference when you're trying to square it up on a round bat.
Especially when the coach is telling you, you know, only swing at the strikes.
Yep.
You know.
you can say expand your strike zone, do what the ump says, but you get used to a strike zone. Growing up playing softball, it's hard to change. Van Polen, two pitches in a row off the outside corner, looking for that call, and now doesn't get it. 2-2, two outs. 4-0 Sabres lead in the first inning. Van Polen dealing. And another foul to the right. Good at bat from Hugan. Outfield at medium depth. Straight away. The infield back looking for that ground ball to get out of the inning. changeup just stays high. Taylor Smith stands on deck, waiting to hit. Hugan with a little fly ball to left, and Cheyenne Putoff comes on, makes a shoestring catch in left field. Fine catch from Putoff in left field to eliminate any more damage, but the Sabres score four in the top of the first. D's coming to bat. We'll be right back with you on KIIC.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by green, driven by values.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back at Lizzie Alexander Field. The D's find themselves in an early hole looking to cut into a 4-0 Sabres lead. Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Paige Paris helping us out again tonight. This is Greg Paris bringing you tonight's action. Jason Summers, scheduled to be on the radio, was called away to active duty. And Selby steps in to start the ladies first. And there again, a generous strike on the outside corner. Bailey Stone, the pitcher for the Sabres tonight. Tall right-handed pitcher, doesn't throw real hard. Catches the inside corner, strike two. Looks like she wants to move the ball around a little bit. Unfortunately, we're without stats tonight. I think Jason left them in his glove box and drove off with them. So we're going to wing it tonight. Selfie with a 1-2 count, looking to lead off Lady D's. Little spark. And a check swing foul. We'll do it again. Coach Janie Dorfenhaus in the first base coach, and Mitch Chance in the third base coach's box.
Got her shaded to the left center for sure. Looks like they may have scouted her a little bit after last night's game.
I think that and a combination of the pitcher doesn't throw real hard. Selby lists the 1-2 pitch into left field. Left fielder comes in about six steps, gathers it in for the first out. Brings Sid Weldon to the plate. I think that outfield's going to move back and forth a little bit, and they're going to shade most kids to pull the ball tonight. It doesn't look like this girl throws real hard. Haven't seen a lot of off-speed stuff yet. It's mostly location for her, it would seem. First pitch to Weldon's high. Fastball. Going to predict early on that four runs will not win this game tonight.
I'll go along with that.
Weldon takes the second pitch high. And a hitter's count, 2-0. Weldon fakes a bunt and pulls back, taken all the way. Ball three. Ball just missed high and away. Weldon, a nice job working the count, trying to get some runners on, build an inning, find themselves down 4-0. And the 3-0 pitch is a strike. Right fielder playing relatively shallow given Sid's power, but nothing to show this time as Weldon grabs a walk and heads down to first base. Good at bat for Sydney. And Kelly Baker will step into the box. Baker honored before the game tonight as one of the Lady D's seniors. And takes first pitch inside. We were reminded of Kelly's first home run, which was in Winterset a couple of years ago. And Bake was so excited, she apparently missed home plate, and they gave her a triple. She had to wait a year to pick up that first official one.
We don't have Kelly stats, but she's been hovering around 400 all year. She's either at 400 or really close to 400 right now.
Good hitter, one of the best first basemen, if not the best first baseman in the South Central Conference. Takes a 2-0 pitch right down the middle of fastball, trying to build an inning. Infield deep, and again the outfield shaded around a little bit to left. Baker swings, foul ball. 2-2 count on Baker. Steps back in. Stone the look. And the pitch, and Vake hits it square. That's over the left fielder's head. A solid line drive off the fence. Weldon round to third. She's going to score. Throw in as well late. Baker a big round to second. Goes diving back into second base as the catcher fakes the throw back into second. Solid line drive. Left fielder took one step, and that ball was past her overhead. One hop off the fence for a ringing double.
About as hard as you can hit a ball.
Yep. That shows you why the outfield's playing around to the left.
Yeah.
Lexi Van Polen now the D's with a run here in the bottom of the first, stepping in, trying to help herself out. Takes a pitch high. Baker the lead off second base as Stone releases the ball, and that pitch also high. 2-0 count on Lex. Looks like if the D's are patient tonight, they can work themselves into some hitter counts, get some good pitches to hit, and we should be all right. Van Polen, not what she's looking for, even though catches the inside corner. 2-1 count. Van Polen. There's a line drive into left center. It's down. Baker's going to score, and the ball takes a squirrely little hop away from the center fielder, and Van Polen rounds second and turns and goes back to second as well. Little adventure on the base paths tonight, but nothing ventured, nothing gained, and nothing harmed. D's cut the lead just like that into half. Nice ball off the left-hander's bat into left center and had a little top spin or something on it. Hit that hard outfield and just scooted.
It looked like it hit a gopher hole because it took a direct left, hit the ground, and went straight left somehow.
We'll take those bounces. I was listening to my Harry Carey CD this week, and Harry said in instances like that, God wants us to win. And Anna Riley stepping into the box. Right-handed hitting junior, been hitting the ball well as well. Taking Bossert on to courtesy run for Lexi Van Polen at second base. God wants the D's to win. Mm-hmm. And Riley works the count to 2-0. So no coincidence, a little merry-go-round on the bases, some good solid hits. The D's have found themselves in some hitters' counts, Bill. And Riley, all the patient, takes a 2-0 pitch right down the middle for strike one.
Uh-oh.
Riley turns on a fly ball. Foul down the left field, but the left fielder ranges over right to the fence and makes the catch for the second out in the inning. Nice play by left fielder. It's Cassidy Swain out there. Came on, made a nice play over by the fence. Didn't let it bother her for the second out. Brings Alex Casebolt to the plate. Case takes first pitch fastball right down the middle. With two outs, almost any hit will score. Bossert from second. And a second pitch to Casebolt stays high. 1-1 count. And 1-1 pitch to Casebolt, who ump jerked just a little bit and forgot to say anything.
A little flinch there.
2-1. That's fine. Umps are doing a fine job. They're pretty good at what they do and a lot closer than we are. That's what I'm going with. Casebolt takes 2-1 pitch high. 3-1, looking for something to drive right here. Right-handed batter up in the front of the box. Waggles that bat as Stone brings the pitch to the plate. It's a strike on the outside corner. Stone throw a lot of pitches here in that first inning, as did Van Polen. And 3-2 pitch is lined in the left, or the center, excuse me, the third baseman ranges a little bit to her left, makes a nice play, and that'll retire the side for the D's. The D's get two runs, cut the Sabre lead in half. We'll be right back for the second inning with you on KIIC.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Paige Paris, and Greg Paris with you back tonight as the Lady D's step out of South Central Conference play for a matchup with Twin Cedars of Bussey. Sabres holding a 4-2 lead after an inning. And Van Polen starts the second with a strike. Number 9 hitter in the Twin Cedars lineup. Also wears number 9, Taylor Smith. Takes strike 2 and plays position number 9, says Randy Stafford, who's doing the PA tonight. Always on his game. All kinds of little facts to fill the time. Van Polen's pitch stays away. Ball and 2 strikes. Deneen doing the catching tonight. She'll catch those outside pitches and try to yank them back over the outside corner. Didn't quite do it there. 1-2 pitch is fouled straight back. And on it looks promising for Lady D's offense. Well, we'd like to have a quick defense in and go get some more bats in here, huh?
Well, for one thing, we'd like to get our pitcher back in there and get her some rest. That's the main thing we want to do.
And that'll help. Taylor Smith takes an outside fastball, shortstop, and Selby gathers it in. First out of the inning. Takes us back to the top of the order, and Brooke Duncan. Duncan started the game, scored the first run of the game, leadoff walk. Came around to score on a couple of base hits. Left-hander steps in again, looking to slap the ball. Pitch stays high. Lady D's field is shallow, and base paths and in. Looking for that slap or the bunt. Van Polen misses with ball 2. The outfield shallow, but still respecting a full swing. And Van Polen's pitch just misses high. Lexi's had trouble throwing strikes to Duncan tonight. Not a pitcher who usually throws a whole lot of pitches. And ball 4 on 4 pitches. Duncan grabs a walk here in the second inning.
New up for the Sabres.
Cassidy Swain steps back in. Swain had a base hit to left her last time up. And Van Polen's changeup is high for ball 1.
She hasn't quite found that release point quite yet.
You can hear Coach Chance yelling to his infield, "You got to want the ball hit to you." And Case Bolt was wanting the ball hit to her, and a little grounder comes her way, and she picks it up and fires to first for the second out of the inning. Nice play by Alex Case Bolt. When she gathers it in, she's got one of the strongest arms in the team, and she fired a bullet over to Baker at first. As Duncan cruised into second, so the Sabres with a runner in scoring position. As number 3 hitter Brittany Roby steps in, left-handed hitter, good hitter. First pitch from Van Polen catches a outside corner, and Roby a little glance back to sort of say, "I'm not so sure," but strike 1 it is. The 0-1 pitch is wider outside, and Roby doesn't offer out at 1-1. Still early in this one, 4-2 Sabres with lead in the second inning. Nice changeup from Van Polen. Roby fouls it off to left, kind of kicks at the ground, a little unhappy with herself.
Changeups will do that to you.
It will do it. We saw this kid a little bit in indoor softball this winter, and she hit everything hard. I think she's one of those kids that thinks she should hit everything right on the nose. And a nice pitch from Van Polen. Roby offers at it. Back to Van Polen, who picks it up, fires to Baker at first in the inning. For the Sabres, there's no runs. They'll leave a runner. Bring you the bottom of the second when we come back on KCCI. KIIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
And we're back at Lizzie Alexander Field for tonight's Lady D softball game with Twin Cedars. Sabres have got a 4-2 lead heading into the bottom of the second. Sabres scored all their runs in the top of the first. The D's answered with two in the bottom of the first. And we head into the second inning with Alexa Paris stepping in. A little change up from Roby, the first one we've seen, and Paris takes it high for ball one. Second pitch to Paris stays high as well.
I'm not saying nothing. Nobody would take Bill's spot. It's nice up here.
And Paris takes the 2-0 pitch right down the middle. No offer. She's taken all the way. Again, trying to build an inning with that leadoff hitter. Get her on. Big hole up the middle of the infield. Shortstop playing well over into the hole. And Paris goes back up the middle. And she's got herself a base hit.
Nice hit.
Right through that hole on senior night. Paris, one of the five seniors for the Lady D's. Takes it right up the middle. Coach said for the game, playing some of her best softball of the year, and I would agree with that. Messed with her stance a little bit. Bill, you've been really, really good about helping kids. You Jim Keller out with the kids hitting all the time.
Oh, I love it. They're, and she works as hard as any of them. I love working with Alexa.
Another senior stepping in. Anna Kerber getting the start tonight on senior night. That's a nice gesture by Coach. Kerb's not getting a whole lot of varsity time this year, but she's a player who can hit a little bit. Roby's 1-0 pitch is up and over the catcher's head, and Paris scampers down to second. A little turn, and she'll head back. And the D's have got something going with a runner in scoring position. A lot of room up that middle. A lot of room in right field. Right fielder well around into right center. Center fielder well around into left center, and left fielder about 15 feet off the line.
Yep. Left fielder couldn't get much deeper than she is.
And playing well back. That's probably from experience. 3-0 as Kerber digs in, takes strike one right down the middle. Kerbs finds herself in a hitter's zone.
Well, if I know Anna Kerber, it's not going to be much right of the left field line here. Yep. She's dead bull, but she's
not going to get a chance. Draws the walk, and the D's have got the first two runners on. Anna Kerber with the designated player with the walk, and they're going to courtesy run. The ump and Mitch Chance having a little conversation about whether you can do that. The flex player and the designated player just changed places. That's a complicated rule, and if we get time tonight, Bill, I'm going to let you explain that.
Yeah, it used to be that there was only nine players. Yeah. Now all of a sudden there's 11.
Names and all kinds of goofy positions, and Cheyenne Putoff stepping in, and first pitch is a swing and a miss, but the ball gets away. Effective, even better than a bunt. Cheyenne's going to have a chance to drive runners in now as Emma Deneen's the runner heading down to second base. Alexa Paris, number 33, at third base. Coach talking to her about what are we going to do on a ground ball, what do we do on a fly ball. Cheyenne stepping in. Ground ball up the middle. And coach says stay, and shortstop ranges over and picks her up. And not one to second guess, but that ball was right up the middle, and if the runner breaks at the hit, there's no way we throw her out. What were we thinking there?
Well, I think we got one of our best hitters coming up next, and he has a lot of confidence in Tara getting him in, I think.
So Tara steps in as Cheyenne Putoff goes shortstop to first for the first out. Selby, a ground ball to third. Third baseman picks it up, turns to touch Paris, and she scampers back onto the bag. And they turn and throw Selby out at first. Nothing Paris could do on that one. Avoid a tag, and I'm not sure how she did that. Selby, a one-hopper right down the line. Third baseman, a step to her right. Picked it up, turned and touched Paris, who had touched the bag, standing on the bag, so she was okay. Still had time to get Selby, and it's up to Sid Weldon. Sid with a chance to tie this up with a base hit. Hate to see the start with runners at second and third, nobody out. We haven't scored yet. You don't want to leave him there.
No, I got a lot of confidence in Sid here. She's swinging a real good bat right now.
Sid finds herself ahead in the count 2-0. Takes a big swing and fouls it back. Second time around, you think you'd have a little time, and that's her third pitch, and you'd like to see him get a swing, and you'd hope you have your timing down right now. You should see something good happen. Something good is a ball in the dirt for a 3-1 count. Nice job by the catcher to block that one and find it. Paris couldn't advance from third. Roby's 3-1 pitch to Weldon. Generous outside corner. 3-2 count. Kelly Baker on deck, hoping to get a chance. Baker, best hit of the ball game so far. Liner to left center. Pitch to Weldon is a ground ball. Second baseman gobbles it up, goes to first, and we strand two runners. D's do not score, but they threaten in the second. It's 4-2 Sabres at the end of two. We'll be right back with you on KIIC.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back with you, Lizzie Alexanderfield, tonight. We're Lady D's. We've got their work cut out for them. They're trailing Twin Cedars 4-2 after two innings. Bill Casebolt, Paige Paris, Sarah the intern, Greg Paris with you, bringing you tonight's action. Bill, senior night, we got five seniors going out. You and I have been chasing ball games together for a long, long time. One of the fun things was listening to the seniors' favorite softball moments at the beginning of the year. How about you? Favorite softball moment you can remember?
First thing that comes to mind is last year we went up to that Jack North tournament up in Des Moines, played four really good teams, and came away 4-0. That was the best ball I've seen the girls play.
Yeah, and back up there this year, they're little help from some rain. We came away with two wins over some pretty good teams and a couple of rainouts, so 6-0 in a quality tournament over the course of 2 years. Van Poland's first pitch is strike, and the second one stays outside.
I think Coach hangs his hat on that tournament last year, that 4-0 going up there.
Told the kids they could play a little bit. Ball two to Peyton Free, third baseman. Made a nice play there in the last inning to keep the D's from scoring. Van Poland's 2-1 pitch is a long fly ball into right field. Weldon ranges over, can't get to it. That ball's going to roll to the fence, and Free's going to have at least a triple. Paris out and back it up and chases it down the fence, but can't get to it. It's a ball that a foot either way, and one of them catches it, but just perfect placement.
Yep, split the difference right there. Yep.
Now batting for the Sabres, second baseman Madison Gomat.
4-2 Sabres looking to add to their lead. Nobody out in the third inning. Madison Gomat steps in, second baseman for the Sabres. A little squibber down to first baseline foul. Got the feeling the D's are going to score some runs tonight if they can just keep this one from getting away from them. And Gomat takes strike two. Talk about it a lot, Bill. If we catch the ball, we're pretty good. And usually when Lexi's on the mound, the ball gets put in play. She doesn't strike out a lot of kids. You got to catch it.
Yeah, but I think they expect it. I think the defense is always just right on their toes, ready to go when Lexi's on the mound. Sometimes it goes our way and sometimes it don't. But, boy, when we catch the ball, we look really good.
Yep. Go Matt with two strikes on her. Free at third base. Takes her lead as Van Pullen lets go of it, and it's a ball high. High school softball. Runners can leave the bag as soon as the ball leaves the pitcher's mound. Unless you're Carlisle, and then you can leave while the pitcher's in the windup.
Yep.
Oh, and a line drive back up the middle. Somehow avoids Van Pullen's glove to find center field and drive in a run. Gomat with a base hit on a 1-2 count. Van Pullen a little disgusted with herself. I think it's hard to judge those things when they're right back at you. A ball wasn't hit really hard. Kind of took a little stab at it and missed it. And the D's find themselves down 5-2. Pitcher Bailey Stone steps in, takes a whack at the first pitch, and fouls it back off the fence. Sometimes tough. You come off a very emotional conference game on Monday. The D's hung on to win by one over rivalry Sheraton. Always fun to beat Sheraton. So you're sky high for that one. Then you step out of conference as Stone lines a foul ball down for foul down the right field line for strike two. It's tough sometimes when you step out of conference and you play somebody. Hard to get jacked up a little bit for them, isn't it?
It is. It's hard. And you see, the common thing is for some teams to play to their competition, too. You know, you'll get up for the big games, and you'll look at somebody's record or, you know, or their talent, and you might not get up as much as you should.
Absolutely. And a 0-2 pitch from Van Pullen is wasted outside. Hope he steps in. Swinging a foul ball straight back. Just tipped it, just barely able to stay alive. And it stays 1-2. D's with Twin Cedars tonight. We'll be back on the radio. I don't know if we're doing tomorrow night or not for sure, but going to be back on the radio as the D's travel to Clark of Osceola for their district game next Tuesday. Roby a little topper, and Van Pullen comes over, picks it up, turns and fires to first for the first out of the inning. Go Matt, scampers into second. Zach in the control room, who's been a big help to me as we've tried to figure out what we're doing, whispers in my ear that there'll be baseball on KIIC tomorrow night. We do plan to bring you Lady D softball as they enter tournament play.
Foul.
Ayla Crosby in the box now as we have one out. Runner at second tries to bunt, and the ball hits off her foot while she's still in the box, so that's strike one. With an out. D's find themselves down three as we're playing the third. Van Pullen's pitch catches the outside corner. Strike two. Lexi's starting to settle in a little bit, starting to catch some corners.
You know Lexi's on pace. When she starts getting everything down, that's when she's at her best.
Yep. Another little fastball is dumped over the first base and just foul. Tough, tough spot. Was a little pop-up. Hugged the first baseline, went over the first base bag. Kelly Baker went back, tried to reach up for it, couldn't quite make a play, and the ball landed about 3 inches foul.
She did try all her sound effects to get there, I heard, but couldn't quite get there.
Big sounds like a patient in pain sometimes. Van Pollen's 1-2 pitch catches some dirt and bounces away from Deneen. Gomat will scamper over to third base with an out. Not much emotion, not much talk out there. Playing hard, but you can tell we're not quite up just yet. Ground ball to second. It's going to score the 6-run for Sabres as Riley reaches and throws that one out at first base. And the Sabres open up their lead to 6-2. They've got that 4-run lead back.
Now batting first
First baseman Ailey Hugan will step in with two outs. D's looking to end this inning, get back on the bats. I'll have the middle of their order coming. Hugan, a right-handed batter, hits number eight. They'll fly a ball out to Paris in right field. She ranges over, makes a nice running catch to end the inning. Sabres score two in the third, extend their lead to 6-2. We'll be right back with you on KEIIC.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're
not. For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union is offering boat and RV loans as low as 4.99% APR. We're also introducing longer terms, including fixed 10 and 15-year options. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a boat or RV, lock in a rate as low as 4.99% APR. Hurry into your local branch and get a lower rate and lower monthly payments for your summer fun. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back with you from Lizzie Alexander Field, Lady D softballs tonight, being brought to you by the Monroe County Hospital. Bill Casebolt, Paige Paris, Sarah the intern, and Greg Paris with you. Kelly Baker leads off the third inning for the D's. They find themselves down 6-2. Hits a ground ball to the shortstop, and Roby plays back on it and catches a tough hop. Can't pick it up and throw Baker out, and Bakes on with an error.
That ball had a lot of top spin coming at her hard, too. That was a tough play.
You're going to come in and play a short hop, or you're going to stay back and play the big hop, and you got to get rid of it quick, and she couldn't quite get it in her glove. And Baker finds herself at first base, and hopefully the D's got something going on as Lexi Van Polen steps in and takes strike one over a generous outside corner. Stone's second pitch stays high. It's 1-1. Van Polen reaches out for that outside pitch, catches off the end of the bat, little pop-up to the pitcher who pulls it in for the first out of the inning. Baker stays at first base. It's a case where the outside corner gets just a little bit bigger and you feel like you got to swing at a pitch that might not otherwise. And there's you have a tough time squaring that up. You hit it off the outside of your bat, the end of your bat, and can't do anything with it.
It definitely throws you off. It takes you out of your normal thinking at the plate, really. Yep. It just gets you out of sync.
Yep. Don't want to make excuses. It's not a terrible call. It's just a generous outside corner. Riley stepping in. She'll take a pitch to the third baseman, who turns and fires to second base, and the ball gets away from the second baseman, rolls past the right fielder all the way to the fence. Baker's going to score, and Riley goes all the way to third base. Third baseman turned, tried to get the force out at second, and the throw was a little errant. That ground out in the outfield so hard that when it hit, it took one hop skid past the right fielder, rolled all the way to the fence, and the D's get their third run of the game. And now it's Casebolt stepping in, looking to drive in Riley for number four. Again, if you can stay back, this pitcher doesn't throw hard, but if you can stay back and take a ball through the middle, there's all kinds of room out there. Stone's first pitch to Casebolt is called a ball, and she gives a little funny look to the ump. Second pitch stays high as well, and it's 2-0, and Casebolt finds herself in a hitter's count. If you hit the ball to straightaway center field, I cannot tell you, our listeners, how far in left center the center fielder is playing. If you've been to Lizzie Alexander Field, the flag flies in left center, and the center fielder is to left of the flag. Ball three to Casebolt, 3-1.
It's almost as if we have two left fielders and one right fielder.
That right fielder feels very alone out there. And Casebolt draws a look. Riley at third and Casebolt at first. Alexa Paris comes to the plate. Paris with a solid line drive base hit last time up. See what coach has got in mind. Go flashes the signs to Paris. Right now, don't see anything with an out. Paris a good bunter if coach chooses to go that route. And takes a pitch high.
I'm going to go ahead and play for the big inning here, I think.
I think you got to. Again, Paris steps out, takes a look at Coach Chance. If you can hit the ball up the middle, there's all kinds of room. And she takes strike one. Trying to be patient, trying to build an inning. Paris, very patient hitter. Leads the team in walks, leads the team in sacrifice bunts, and had a base hit last time up. And that pitch stays high. Very close, but Paris with a nice eye takes that. Paris digging in, right-handed batter, wears number 33 on her back. Takes another pitch high. Stone's having a little bit of a tough time finding the plate out there, showing some frustration. 3-1 hitters count. Let's see what Paris has in mind. Paris, a base hit back up the middle. And that's a fun thing on senior night. Paris, 2 for 2, drives in a run. Riley comes across the plate. Case Bold advances to second with just an out. D's get those two runs back just like that, and it's 6-4 with Anna Kerber coming up. Kerber, a right-handed batter, senior. Steps in as Stone delivers, strike one. Talked about that wide open infield with the shortstop Roby playing way over in the third base hole, and that's exactly where Paris went, just all kinds of room once you got it past the pitcher. Kerber, a ground ball to the third baseman, a nice play, steps on third, fires to first for the double play. D's rally snuffed out. The D's do get two runs in the third inning, and at the end of three, it's Sabres 6, the D's 4. We'll be right back with you.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hey, Bill Casebolt, Greg Paris, Paige Paris, and Sarah the intern bringing you Lady D softball tonight. Just trying to fill the time until Cyclone football takes over the airwaves.
They still have a football team?
Got one that played Iowa last year and did fairly well. Just takes the air out of the Iowa fans when they say, what if they played each other and we could really have the bragging rights determined that way? And we head to the fourth inning, and the D's find themselves down a couple. Van Polen on the mound. Fires a fastball right down the middle, and a couple of groans from my colleagues here in the box as right fielder Taylor Smith is the batter and has a 1-1 count. Van Polen's 1-1 pitch is a changeup, catches the inside corner. Thanks, buddy. Paige Paris doing some water runs for us tonight, keeping us hydrated on a warm night. 1-2 pitch stays outside, no call. Nice, still a nice little breeze blowing from left to right, maybe a little bit out to right center. Van Polen's 2-2 pitch to the leadoff hitter here in the fourth inning has a ball in the dirt. Important to pick this one up. We've had a little trouble at the top of the order, and if you can take the 9-hitter out and get yourself an out at the same time, makes it a little tougher on the Sabres. Smith with a cut at the 3-2 pitch and fouls it straight back.
Oh, Greg, you didn't say, what's your favorite moment of your Alexa's high school career?
I think it was the last hit that she had.
That was pretty awesome.
Like 2 for 2 tonight. It's been hits have been few and far between for my kiddo this year, and bugged her. It's gotten in her head a little bit as Smith goes down swinging. A good fastball in the outside corner from Van Polen. Smith offered at it, couldn't catch up to it. I don't know what confused her, because every day you gave her some advice, and I gave her some, and Jim gave her some, and probably her mom even gave her some.
Yeah, sometimes more than one person telling is one too many, you know.
Sometimes you just resort to, why don't you go see the ball and try to hit the ball, and I think that's where we're at right now.
Yep.
Having a good night tonight.
She was in the cage today. She did have a very good session today. She hit the ball extremely well today, so hopefully that keep carrying over.
Brooke Duncan, the hitter now for the Sabres, takes the first two pitches for strikes. The third pitch is in the dirt. Nice to see Lexi jump out to a two-strike count on Duncan. She's had a tough time throwing her strikes tonight. She's walked both times, scored a run. Takes that pitch to second base. Riley backs up. Got to be quick, and she is. Riley about as good as there is at that. Backed up a step to get a good hop and got rid of it really quick. Bacon, nice job to gather that one in, and they got Duncan by a half a step, and there's two up and two down here in the fourth inning.
Brooke Duncan's one of the faster girls I've seen this year.
Comes out of that right-handed, right batter's box, a left-handed batter's box, so she's got a couple of steps on her, and Kenny Swan steps in, and she's going to ground out Selby to first base. So just like that, a 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth for the Sabres from Twin Cedars. D's coming to bat, find themselves trailing by two. We'll be right back with you on KIIC.
Hey, corn farmers. The 2012 crop is off to a good start, and now is the time to line up your summer airplane fungicide application from Quality Ag Service. Call John Boland, Todd Ryan, or Joe Sinclair at 932-2637, or stop by on the new old Highway 34 west of Albia to get your fungicide application scheduled. Quality Ag Service wants to help you maximize a great corn crop in 2012, and thanks you for your business.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back with you, Lady D softball tonight on KIIC. This is Greg Ferris, Bill Casebolt in the booth with me. Paige Ferris, Sarah the intern, as always, keeping some stats, keeping a book for us so we know what's happening. Sarah tells me that Cheyenne Putoff stepping in, followed by the top of the order for the D's tonight is... We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. D's trailing by two with a chance to make that up right here. Putoff takes the first two pitches for a ball. Taken. Stone delivers a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Cheyenne got that nice swing back through the middle. If she can deliver a line drive, it might roll to the fence. Takes a head-high fastball, though. Stone a little wild tonight. Danger of walking another one here. Putoff steps in. Takes a swing, a little nibbler down the third baseline. Not a spinner, but a nibbler, whatever that is.
There is a difference.
Yep. Goes foul. Blake Chance joining us in the booth tonight. What you up to, buddy? No game tonight? Shaking his head, no.
Come to get his free seeds.
Thumbs up to eat free seeds and mooch off the radio broadcasters. And put off a nice eye. Starts the fourth inning with... base on balls. She trots down to first base in the top of the order, and Tara Selvey will come back around. Selvey 0 for 2 on the night, looking for her first hit. She sees that big hole up the middle. I can guarantee you she's thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, smart ball player. Four-year letter winner for Lady D's. Switched from second base to shortstop in her junior year. Has been a good one. Selvey turning on a ball. She's got a little pop in that one, and that's going to get the left fielder. Putoff gets to second base, and that ball got out there so quick. Got over the left fielder's head and short hopped the fence that Putoff can only get to second base. Selvey settles with a single. But the Lady D's are in business in the fourth inning, trailing by two with their first two runners on. And left-hander Sid Weldon up. Ball
with
another rocket, Bill, but that left fielder is so deep, all she had to do was turn around and pick it up.
I didn't think it was possible for something to get over her head and stay in, but it did.
Short off the fence, Weldon takes the first pitch down the right field line, foul. Big at bat for Sid right now. Nice to hit a line drive. give us a chance here. Now, here's another shift for you. The left fielder now is almost straightaway center field. There's nobody down the left field line. Just expecting every pitcher, every hitter to pull this pitcher. So it takes a ball. 1-1 pitch. Does go that way, but it's going to be a foul ball up and stays in play. The third baseman, who's made a couple of nice plays tonight, drops that one. Got over by the fence, got a little foot happy, trying to stay away from running into a pole or something, and had to turn back to catch it. That wind brought it back to her, and she dropped it. But Sydney finds herself in a 1-2 hole.
She's definitely trying to go to left field there, it looked like.
Well, then a line drive into center field. Center fielder back catches it. Runners cannot advance. That ball to straightaway, which is exactly where the center fielder was standing this time. About the only time tonight there's been anybody in center field. Brings Kelly Baker to the plate. Bake with a screaming liner into left center, her first time up. Got on an error the second time. Scored a run both times. Good night so far for Baker on senior night. Important we don't wait tonight. The longer teams play with the lead, the more confidence they get. Be nice to get another one out of Bake tonight. As she fouls, pitch straight back. Right on it, but straight back. Nobody wants to go out with a bang on senior night more than Kel. She loves hitting the ball hard. Just a good kid, and as Bill has reminded me over and over again, Baker spelled backwards. Recapping. Big fouls, another pitch straight back. She's got herself in a hole, 1-2. Sun just about to set here at Lizzie Alexander. Lights are on. Baker, a changeup, bounces about a foot and a half in front of the plate. She doesn't offer at it. And it's 2-2. Got to get back in a fastball frame of mind and time it. Fake just misses it. A little pop foul. And a third baseman ranges over and drops this one. So after a couple of really nice plays, apparently she can catch the ball really well in fair territory.
Right.
She gets in foul territory, has some problems.
Yeah.
Just a little pop-up, about 4-foot foul. Settled right under it and just hit the heel of her glove and bounced out. So Bake, another chance. And she takes advantage of it. A line drive back up the middle. Potoff's going to turn the corner and come in and score, and it's 6-5. You always like to see that when you're the hitting team. You know, when you give somebody an extra out, an extra chance. They got a good chance of making it hurt. And Kelly took that one back with a line drive right past the foot of the pitcher for a base hit. Van Polen stepping in now. And she takes a ball back up the middle. It's going to be a tough play, but the second baseman makes a really nice backhanded running play on a little pop right by second base. She hauls it in for the second out of the inning. Both runners stay anchored at their bases. Selvey down at second, Baker at first, and Anna Riley a chance to tie this ball game up. Riley goes to right field well. Like to see a ball down the right field line here if you can be picky. There's nobody within 100 feet of the right field line.
You can run for days if you hit it to the right field.
Yep. You know, I'd understand why you play this shift. That's where most balls are going to go, but I'm going to tell you somewhere during the night, a ball's going to go where they ain't.
Yeah, this reminds me of playing in the yard across the street when I was little. We didn't have enough kids for right field, so nobody playing in right field, so if you hit it to right field, it's an automatic out. That's what it looks like out there.
If you hit the Plymouth in the driveway, you were out.
Yep.
2-0. Riley's got a hitter's count. And she's going to be just underneath that one. Pops it straight up. The catcher comes out, makes a tough play. Catches the little pop-up. The D score a run. Leave a couple more runners. It's 6-5 after 4. We'll be right back with the fifth inning here on KIIC.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images, you get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
With Uncanny Insight, he can match the right insurance to your needs. Package your car, home, and possessions in a single policy, where one deductible covers everything damaged in the same event. Did anyone see an asterisk here? No! With Fierce Loyalty, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent is there to make insurance simple. Was that a sigh of relief? Of course it was! It can be that easy. Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today!
See local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia, 932-7873.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back with you from Lizzie Alexander Field as we go to the fifth inning. The D's find themselves in a tight one tonight. Bill Casebolt, Paige Paris, Sarah the intern, Greg Paris, bringing you Lady D softball. D's trailing 6-5 as we head into that fifth inning. Twin Cedars going to bring to bat their number three hitter, Brittany Roby. Roby takes a swing at a lefty. Selvey picks up a ground ball at shortstop, fires it across, and just gets Roby. Almost a little swing and bunt there. She had an outside pitch and kind of slapped it to the left side of the infield, tried to beat it first, but Selvey, a nice play. Lady D softball brought to you by the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, where they have digital mammography now. Randy Stafford telling me earlier that he was out for his mammography today. Everything went well. He got great service, was very pleased. And the 1-0 pitch to Free is a swinging strike, 1-1 count on the Sabres third baseman. Van Poland delivers a little changeup for strike two. Hits that outside corner. Good to see her catching corners with that changeup. Whether you're home tonight hanging cabinets, as Jason Summers says he is, or doing your care learning, or whatever you might be doing at home, we're glad you joined us on KIIC. And Zach's back in the control room asks an outstanding question. How does someone as short as Jason hang cabinets? Outstanding question. Oh, Scott and Zach in the control room tonight, except for Zach, helping us out. My apologies, Scotty, back there. I'd asked earlier and didn't get a response, and I've had Zach about four nights in a row, and Scotty helping us out. Knows his stuff. D's get the first two outs here in the top of the fifth. It's 6-5, Lady D's. Madison Gomat in the box for the Sabres. Takes the ball away. Count 1-1.
Really need another 1-2-3 inning here.
Gomat with two hits tonight. She scored a run. Had a good night as well. Takes a 1-1 pitch away. It's all-star time for some of the Little League teams. The 10-12s, Senior League. As I start talking about that, Gomat takes a fastball right back up the middle for her third hit of the night. Drops in front of Weldon. Solid line drive. Brings Bailey Stone into the batter's box with two outs. Sabres fifth inning.
It's a great softball name.
Bailey Stone. Bailey Stone pops to Kelly Baker. Another great softball name. Bake stomps in and picks it up. And the Sabres do not score. D's will come to bat in the fifth. Down a run. We'll be right back with you on KIIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Yeah, we're back with you. We're bringing you Lady D softball tonight. Bill Casebolt, Paige Paris, Sarah the intern. I'm Greg Paris, bringing you Lady D softball. Trailing Twin Cedars by a run tonight. Bottom of the fifth inning, Alex Casebolt's going to lead it off, and she takes a ball inside to even the count 1-1. Takes a fastball inside. Pitcher doesn't get the call. Stone looking in, a little incredulous that she doesn't get that call. Every pitcher wants every corner, and then some. Casebolt, a line drive to left field. That's going to get in front of the left fielder. Takes a short hop and bounces off the shins, and Casebolt will get a second base out of that. Alex took a low fastball, outside corner, lined it into left field, dropped it in front of the left fielder who was charging hard. She's playing really deep out there, as Bill shared with you.
Yep, here comes the best bunter on the team.
Yep, Casebolt at second base with nobody out. Alexa Paris in the box. Bill talked earlier about probably the best sack bunter we got. Got two hits tonight. Turn into bunt. Hits her in the box. And it'll be strike two. Paris going to have to work to move that tying run over from second base to third.
That's right. She wanted a hit anyway.
Yep. Sometimes you got to go through that to get this. Still a big hole back up the middle. That's where Alexa does like to go. Takes a fastball high and inside. She's also got a really nice right field stroke, and if somebody's going to hit that right field line tonight, it might be her. Maybe outside a little pitch on the inside corner. And she goes back through the middle for hit number three. She's going to drive in the tie-in run. A throw to the plate will be too late. And Paris scampers back to first base. Casebolt almost slides into home, but scores tie-in run.
Have a day, kid. Have a day.
Alex Paris going out with a little bit of a set of fireworks. And for that, she's going to get a pinch runner, but I bet she gets a high five from coach on the way by. She's 3-for-3 on the night. Swings a nice bat, and there is that high five, a slap on the back. She's got to feel good. I know that not only mom and grandma down there, aunts down there, the whole contingent came on parent night, so they get to see a good one.
Well, I hope they know they got to come to the rest of the games the rest of the year. I hope they know that.
Not a suspicious bunch, are we?
Oh, no.
Superstitious.
Well, I know you're going to wear
Nippers and suspicious things tonight. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, I know you're going to wear that shirt. You won't wash that shirt for the rest of the season. I already know that.
I wasn't going to wash it anyway. Well, you're right. Dagan Bosser's the runner for Paris. Kerber, the batter, lines a one hopper to the short with Bosser on the run. Bosser will get into second base as Keebler. Keebler's thrown out at first. That is her nickname.
Otherwise known as
Keebler. Losing a little bit of control in the radio booth tonight.
Dad's getting a little giddy.
Dad's just happy. Yeah. He's 3-for-3 and pretty proud. Taking Bossard representing the go-ahead run now in the Lady D's fifth inning.
Well, that's like the old knockout days. I remember Little League. Yep. Alex on, Alexa hitting her in.
There you go.
Kelly in the mix there somewhere. Yep. That's like the good old days.
Good old days, buddy. All-star teams, we started talking about that. That was, if I want softball memories, those were some of the best. Cheyenne Putoff stepping in now with an out. Fouls the first pitch off to the right just a little bit. Nobody can get there in time. Trips to Ohio and trips to South Bend, Indiana, and started to say, come out and support your local Monroe County Little League team as they play All-Stars, or your Lady D's if you prefer. The D's are going to enter tournament play next Tuesday night, and Clark of Osceola got their work cut out for them, but put off the base hit to right field. A little looper over the second baseman. Should have been caught. Wasn't caught. Second baseman took a couple of kind of gallops back, if you will, and turned to see where the right fielder was, and the right fielder was standing watching the second baseman, and nobody could pick it up.
That was Bossard. Kind of a you take it, all yeah. You got it.
Yep. Bossard advances to third base and put off in with a base hit at first. Selvey, the leadoff hitter, coming to the plate. Selvey 1-for-3 on the night, looking for go-ahead run from the D's.
Selvey hit a rocket her last time up.
That was a line drive that cleared the left fielder's head and short hop the fence. She got a single out of it because they didn't know it was going to be caught.
That one's gone.
This one might go. Selby turns on a fastball, takes it to left field. It could be. It is. Three-run homer for Selby. And just like that, the D's have got a 9-6 lead. Selby talked about her favorite softball moment, a home run against Eddyville Blakesburg earlier in the year. She might have a new one. She just gave the D's a 9-6 lead. Her team comes out a little helmet slapping. But that ball cleared the left field fence with plenty of room to spare.
Then we're going to have to talk next time you see Keith Little. You're going to ask him where he learned how to catch because he should have
Keith
that one out there.
There?
Yep. Looks like
I'm sure I'll be talking to Keith again.
I'm sure.
The rest of the administration. Always find myself in some kind of trouble, deserved or not.
You know, we haven't gone back-to-back home runs yet this year,
I don't believe.
That'd
be kind of fun. Might get inside her if she just hits something to right field. That right fielder is way in on Sid. No, and I can't even find the left fielder. She's in left center.
We have three center fielders right now.
Wow. This is interesting. Sid working a count to 2-1. Nice to see the seniors right in the middle of it. Alex starting that. Paris, a base hit. Selby finishing it off. It's nice on seniors night to see everybody get a chance to contribute. Weldon hits a long fly ball to left field, and that shift pays off. The left fielder is in left center. That normally is a double. Left fielder standing right there. Does stagger under it a little bit. That ball was tailing away from her, but she's able to make the catch for the second out of the inning.
Had her played perfectly.
Yep. D's with a nice inning. Phone ringing up in the booth. Lorraine Starcevic trying to get a hold of me, and I can't talk to you, Lorraine, if you're listening. Lorraine's a nice lady. You know Lorraine?
No, I'm not. Yeah,
that's nice. I'll introduce you sometimes. Nice lady. Kelly Baker stepping in, looking for something to drive. You know she saw Selby's home run, and on senior night would like to do that as well. Center fielder way over in left center for Baker, and she goes to right center to actually the second baseman on a hop. Plays it back and can pick it and throw Baker out at first base for the last out in the fifth. But a good inning for your Lady D's. They score four, take a 9-6 lead. We'll be right back with the six on KIIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And back with you on a beautiful, beautiful night. Lizzie Alexander Field, Lady D softball. If you aren't here, I got to ask you why. Beautiful night, and the Lady D's have made it an even better night with a nice rally. Spotted Cedars a 4-0 lead in this one. Found themselves down 6-2. Have rallied for seven unanswered runs and lead this thing 9-6 as we go to the sixth inning. Twin Cedars will have the bottom three in their order. Ayala Crosby, center fielder, coming to bat. You can call her a center fielder, but she's been a left fielder and a right fielder tonight. Very seldom has she been a center fielder.
We have three rovers.
Yep. She takes the first pitch, got a little bit of that to left field. Cheyenne put off drifting back, and that ball's going to get over her head. For a double.
Ayla Crosby with a stand-up double.
Ball short hop the fence. The ball jumping around out here tonight, Bill.
Yep, it's live tonight here.
Nice night for you or me to get a swing.
That would hurt, I think.
Allie Hugen stepping in. Nobody out in the sixth inning. Crosby at second base gets her lead after Lexi lets go of that ball. Ball stays high. Another pitch up high is 2-0. Feeling good about your chances. You get out of here relatively clean. Chance to swing the bat one more time. Be a ground ball to left. Selby makes a nice play on it. The throw to first is in the dirt, and Baker can't come up with it. Hugen pulled that ball hard. Selby made a really nice play to glove it. Throw was a little bit low, and Baker couldn't pull it out of the dirt. Just like that, Twin Cedars is coming back. Got something cooking with runners on first and second. Nobody out. Trailing 9-6 in the sixth inning. Taylor Smith, nine-hole hitter. Right fielder goes back through the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. And it's going to score a run. Be 9-7 just like that. Solid base hit to the second base side of the pitcher. It's 9-7. Runners at first and second with nobody out. Coach Chance calls time. He's going to visit the mound. For the most part, the kids from Twin Cedars have hit the ball pretty hard.
They're pretty athletic kids. They're all just, you know, real fast. They're getting the bat on the ball. Putting the pressure on the defense, really.
Bill talked earlier about last season. We don't play Twin Cedars but once a year, and so no previous matchups this year. But last year, the D's took it on the chin up in Bussey on a 9-0 loss. So not only did we not hit very well, but they did hit well. Little thorn in our side tonight. Brooke Duncan's got a couple of walks. Grounded out second to first. She'll step in. Got speed in the box. Athleticism on the bases. Nobody out. You're looking for that first out. Suspect maybe a bunt here or a slap. Tries to slap. Swing and a miss. Deneen picks it up out of the dirt. Runs it back out. Runs the runner at second base back to second. Everybody very short. Playing in for that ground ball. Duncan's got really good speed. Can't play back or you can't throw her out on a grounder. This time she bunts and it's a beauty and there's going to be no play. Beautiful bunt, just deadened it on the first base side. Van Polen came in, but by the time she got there, Duncan was already at first base, and the D's find themselves in some trouble. Situation like this, you got to try to avoid as much pain as you can. You got to find that first out somewhere. Try to stay out of a big inning, Bill.
Yeah, but now we got to make a good play here. She's hit the ball hard three times, just to at the third baseman, the shortstop, the last two times.
Got one hit on the night. That's left fielder Cassidy Swain, who's in the box tonight. First pitch is a strike. Second pitch from Van Bolen is on the outside corner, and Swain swings through it. One more of those, and you think that would take care of business.
Yep, she's definitely a dead pull hitter. She's pulling her head way out of the box, so if we can stay on the outside, we're in good shape here.
Van Polen's pitch off the outside corner. Doesn't get a call. A snap throw from Deneen down to Baker. And Duncan scampers back into first base. It's a pretty easy throw with a right-handed batter in the box. Take that outside pitch and go down to first base. 1-2 pitch is lifted into center field. It's shallow. And Sid Wilden comes on, catches it, and there'll be no advancement from the runners. Sid caught that one about 10 foot back in the outfield grass, had the runner from third, tried to tag and score. There would have been a play at the plate, and with nobody out, the coach held that runner. Brittany Roby stepping in. Good. Good hitter in that number three hole for Twin Cedars. Twin Cedars still down two. D's looking for that second out in the inning. Van Polen's first pitch is a fastball away. Ball one. Entertaining ball game tonight. Doesn't have to be a 5-4 win as it was over Sheraton. Always nice to beat Sheraton. Roby back through the middle, and there's a big hole there. That's a base hit. One run's going to score. Weldon's throw to the plate. Short hops Deneen, and two runs score. And just like that, we've got a tie ball game at 9. Roby, good ball player, the shortstop for Twin Cedars. Nice hitter. Takes that ball right back through the hole just to the right of second base. Nothing Weldon could do. Came up fire into the plate, but throw was well short. And well late.
I think the understatement of the night would have been, I don't think four runs is going to win this.
Third baseman Peyton Fee's in. Batter's box for the Sabres. And she takes strike one. Kind of reminiscent of some little Sunday league ball that we play. Until you get to 20, you don't take your pedal off the gas, or the gas off the pedal, or your foot off the pedal, or whatever I'm trying to say.
This is one of those nights where you're glad to bat last.
Yep. Van Pollen's first pitch catches the outside corner, and second pitch just misses that outside corner. And the all-important 1-1 pitch is a fastball, or is a changeup, and that's going to get back, and that's going to get over Cheyenne Putoff's head. And that's going to go to the fence, and just like that, the Sabres are going to take the lead as Duncan turns and scores from second base. Had a little trouble in the outfield tonight. Not an easy play by any stretch of the imagination, but I think one shy would tell you she should have caught. 10-9 Sabres, top of the sixth inning with an out. Runners at first and second. Madison Gomat, second baseman for the Sabres, steps in. She's had a nice night. She's 3-for-3.
Right.
And she goes into right center, and she's going to have her fourth hit of the night. And it's going to drive in a run. That runner took off, and Sid Weldon came in, tried to make a shoestring catch, and just couldn't do it. They're hitting them where they ain't right now. The D's are taking it on the chin. Whispers in my ear, it's only two runs. Okay, and I believe that. Sabres have scored five so far here in the sixth, and still only one out. Is it in? That was the pitcher, Bailey Stone, who hit the first pitch. Just a little nubber off the hands to Baker, who fielded it. No problem. The Crosby center outs, trying to widen the leader's lead. First pitch low. Doesn't. Lady D's outfield. Relatively deep. Maybe back a step or two from what you might normally see. After you've been burned a couple of times, you get a little shell-shocked. And there's a grounder to Case Bolt. Good throw overhead high to Baker for the third out in the inning. Sabres score five to take a 11-9 lead. We'll be right back with you on KIC to bring you the bottom of the sixth.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Matt, the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
The intern and Greg Paris. Lexi Van Pollen stepping in, try to get something happen, and she does. Rips a line drive down the right field corner. Van Pollen turning second. There'll be a throw into third, but she's got a stand-up triple to start the sixth inning. Van Pollen took an inside pitch. Good to see Lexi with that line drive. That was solid. Just an inch or two inside the fair line. We'll call it the fair line. And Van Pollen's going to get a pinch runner. It's going to be number one, Brianna Ross. Lady D's need a couple. And Riley stepping in. A lot of holes out there on defense. If you can hit them, I will tell you. The outfield's all over the place. The shortstop's playing, and the hole at third. The way to really takes. Need a little ball in turns or so. No count. Just taking Looks like taken all the way, but we'll never know. It's ball three. Stone on the mound for the Sabres. Sabres has gone all the way tonight. A little disgusted with herself there, I think, and going to be even more so as she walks Riley on four pitches. Tie and run on for the D's as we're in the sixth inning. And as Case Bolt's ready to step in, the Twin Cedars coach calls time and meanders slowly to the mound. Going to talk a little bit about what are we going to do if that runner takes off here, I think. And maybe quite honestly, in this what feels like an arena softball, might just be saying I need a breath.
Exactly. It's a warm night. It's a humid night.
The ball's popping. 20 runs so far tonight. Don't say that every night. We're not done. Conference at the mound breaks up. Alex Casebolt's going to step in. Case has had a nice night. Scored a run. Got a couple of hits. Takes a pitch on the inside corner for strike one. Haven't seen Case go to right field a lot. Make it around the bases with him.
She's about as full as we got.
Even the count. One pitch slow, and she finds herself with a 2-1 count. We got Brianna Ross pinch running it. Stone maybe tiring a little bit, showing some wildness as ball three sails high. Taken all the way, and that one was labored a little bit. She maybe aiming the ball a little bit. She has ball four. And
you got a new pitcher coming in.
Yep. With that base on balls, we're going to get a new pitcher. Number 35 coming in. I don't have a roster in front of me, but a lefty. See if Randy can dig a roster up, and we'll bring you the pitcher. Oh, Parity switches the glove over. She's amphibious.
Yes, she is.
She can pitch with either arm underwater.
A tough coming in. No outs, bases loaded. Boy, it's a tough way to come in as a pitcher.
Lady D's find themselves in the bottom of their order, but the bottom of the order has been pretty productive tonight. Alexa Paris with three hits. She's got a run scored, a couple of RBIs tonight. Best bunter on the team. You wouldn't expect a bunt with bases loaded. It's pretty easy to flip a little toss to the catcher for a force out, so Paris should get to swing away.
Well, and right now she's been the hottest hitter tonight. So
yes, and you're still facing the same defense, even though it's a new pitcher.
Yep.
So Paris up, getting her timing down, trying to watch this one.
She's a bouncer.
Paris just told me this girl works in a bar. Says she's a bouncer. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. Referring to the fact that her warm-up pitches have all sailed about 40 feet from a 43-foot mound.
You know her name?
She's about ready, finishing her last couple of warm-up pitches. Let me set the stage for you. D's trail 11-9 in the sixth inning.
Well, and if we know Alexa Paris and we know Coach Chance, she's taking until she gets a strike here.
Yeah, she'll take strike one, especially with what we've seen from the warm-ups.
Now pitching for the Twin Cedar Sabres, number 35, Kinsey Sidlock.
Sarah, the intern, informs us it's Kinsey Sidlock pitching, number 35. B. Ross at third, Anna Riley at second. Alex Casebolt, with the walk at first base. Nobody out. Alexa Paris up. And if she gets something on the outside corner as the first pitch drifts wide and she takes it into right field, she will make it all the way to second.
Without a doubt.
There's nobody out there. Takes ball two, and she'll be taken all the way here. Coach flashes the take sign. That's a closed fist. No secret among most of us.
Anybody in the state, pretty much.
And no secret, everybody be doing the same. Sidlock gets the pitch over on the inside corner. Paris, a three-hit night. All three of those hits back up the middle. Like to see her take something to right field. And she goes back through the middle. And how about a 4-for-4 night for the kid? Base hit back through the middle, and two runs are going to score. And a career night, baby, as Dad gets a high five in the box. Four hits and four trips for Alexa Paris. Feeling really good about that. Case pulled a nice job of base running as Ross came in. Case Bolt took third. And Anna Kerber steps in the box, still with nobody out. Paris at first base. Case Bolt at third. 11-11 tie. That hole up the middle is there for the taking. Kerber takes a strike. Anna a little bit more of a pull hitter as well, typically. Like to see her get into something. That left fielder is still really, really deep. Outfield shifted way around to left. The pitch is in the dirt, and Kerber finds herself with a 2-1 advantage. 11-11 here in the sixth. Entertaining ball game. Hasn't been bad defense. It's been maybe porous defense, but not bad defense. It's been a lot of hitting.
It's more of a slow pitch softball type of night.
Yep. Kerber takes a swing at the 2-1 pitch and fouls it off down the third baseline. Third baseman will come over and pick that up, and we'll go with a 2-2 count. Easy to say, you'd love those kids to take a pitch to right field. There's nobody. The second baseman literally standing right next to the second base bag. There's nobody on the right side of the infield. Nobody on the left side of the infield because the shortstop shaded over into the hole. If you can do as Alex Paris has done tonight and just hit a grounder up the middle, it's going to go through. That infield's pretty hard anyway and a lot of room. Full count to Kerber. And she does hit a little spinner to the right side. Those spinners are often effective. Ump called Paris out at second. Not sure there was a tag, and I'm not sure if she was out of the baseline. But no explanation and no argument from coach. And we've got one out. Case Bolt at third. Case Bolt's still at third. Kerber at first base, and we're going to have a pinch hitter. McKenna Adler is going to bat.
For
Cheyenne Putoff. And we're going to have a pinch runner, or just a flip, I guess. Emma Janine going to run again for Kerber. They can do that. That's that flex player and designated player flip. As long as they're both in the lineup, they can trade places. McKenna Adler is going to bat for Cheyenne Putoff. Adler's been swinging a hot bat at the JV level and the varsity level as well. Has gotten rewarded for that with some varsity time. She takes the first pitch, a fastball on the outside corner. She does like the right center field gap. No, pitcher doesn't throw quite as hard. Got mine. Ball to the shortstop. She's going to go to first with it. The tying run's going to score. Throw pulls the first baseman off the bag.
Coach Dorpinghouse got so excited, she took a tumble head over heels.
No, she didn't. Did she really?
She did. She found she was on her back, and Coach Chance hustles over. It looks like she's okay. She may be a little embarrassed. I'm not sure what happened, but we're backed up and tripped over her own feet and was on her behind with her legs in the air. Paige Paris behind me giggling incessantly. I'll give her an error on the throw. Adler cruises into first. Emma Janine at second. The D's are back on top in this back-and-forth game, 12-11, and we're back to the top of the order again. Selvey back up. Selvey, the big hit in this ball game, a three-run homer to give the D's a 9-6 lead, and ain't a go. Seems like eons ago.
It'll be okay, buddy. Randy's getting a little emotional here in the booth.
Yep. Selvey with a fly ball to center field. Center fielder backing up, and she's burnt. That ball's going to go to the fence. And Selvey tonight has got two of the longest singles you will ever see in your life.
Well, kind of goes along with that slow pitch softball thing.
It's a fly ball to dead center field, and I mean, nothing you can do. McKenna Adler, not quite sure what's going to happen. Coach had her tagging from first base. When the ball dropped, Adler could only get to third, and second, and Deneen could get to third, so we've got the bases loaded, still 12-11.
The wind has switched. It's almost blowing straight out now, and that ball carried and carried and carried.
I don't think she was going to catch up to it either, but that center fielder backpedaled, and you can't cover ground backpedaling like you can turning and running. It would have been a great catch, but That ball cleared her for a long single. Weldon turns on it, a ground ball to second. They're going to come to the plate, and a nice play for the force out at the plate. Second baseman didn't hesitate, fielded the ground ball, threw a strike to the catcher for out number two. D's hanging on to that one-run lead. Weldon at first, Selvey advances to second, and Adler's at third. Kelly Baker steps in. D's holding a one-run lead, and I think the second understatement of the night would be one run doesn't cut it right here. We could use a couple. To second.
Oh, my goodness.
Second baseman makes a nice play, throws Baker out at first. And we're going to go to the seventh inning, ladies and gentlemen, with a 12-11 Lady D's lead. We'll be right back with the seventh inning on KIIC.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we have got a wild one for you tonight here at Lizzie Alexander Field. Very entertaining ball game. The D's have clawed their way back from a number of deficits to take a 12-11 lead over Twin Cedars. Bussy, Sabres coming up for their last at-bats unless we get to play extras. We'll just take a little 1-2-3 inning here as the Sabres are going to have the bottom two in their order, followed by the top, of course. Haley Hugan, the first baseman, stepping in, and Lexi Van Polen's gone all the way, and what else could we expect but a line drive back up the middle for a base hit? Hugan, a solid line drive. D's have had no trouble figuring out Lexi Van Polen tonight. As they've wrapped out 12, that's the 13th hit of the night for the Sabres. 11 runs on 13 hits. Number 9 batter in the order. Number 9 on her back, Taylor Smith stepping in. Tries to bunt, fouls it back. She's got a base hit in 3 attempts tonight. Ground out to second. She struck out, swinging. Trying to get that tying run in. Scoring position for the top of the order. She turns to bunt again. It's a nice bunt. Case Bolt recovers, picks it up, and throws to Riley covering at first base. Good rotation by the Lady D's. Everybody moving on that one. They got the first out in the inning. Everybody backing up a spot. Everybody rotating to a base. And now Case Bolt picked it up and threw her out. Top of the order, Brooke Duncan. She's got a hit and two attempts tonight. Two walks to go along with that. Runs up in the box and fakes a little slap hit and takes strike one. Big out to have right here. This either turns into an inning or you got a chance to get out and win the ball game. Lady D's infield playing at about half depth. Got to do it with the speed that she's got. Duncan takes an outside fastball to left and the third baseman, Alex Casebolt, picks it off. Little line drive, not terribly hard to hit, but Casebolt made a nice play. Bring it in, and like that, there's two outs. Still that runner at second base. Cassie Swain steps in. Swain, the last hope for the Twin Cedars Sabres. Takes the ball away. Had a base hit her first time up. She's followed that with three non-productive trips. So one for four tonight for Swain. Steps in. Little grounder. Case Bolt comes in. Picks it up quick. Throws to Baker, and the ball gets away. We've got some confusion.
Foul ball. We got a foul ball.
Got a foul ball. Got a foul ball. There was confusion all over the place here. Case Bolt came in, picked up a little grounder, threw to first base, had her in time, but the throw got away from Baker.
Bake tried to get a little extra on that stretch, yep. I think.
And second base, the runner from second base turned to third, and I think she did hear the foul ball call from the umpire in the field, but it hit off the batter's foot, said the umpire, so that's just a strike. A lot of excitement for nothing. And a 2-1 count on Swaim. Left fielder's had an adventurous night out in left field, as has many of the outfielders tonight. 2-1 pitch. And there's a little looper to Case Bold at third. She gathers it in, and just like that, Lady D's hang on for a 12-11 win. Very entertaining ball game for you. We're going to take you to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have the totals, the happy totals, and a couple of Lady D softball players for you. We'll be right back on KIIC.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And back with you with the happy totals. Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Greg Paris with you tonight. Lady D's hold on for a 12-11 win. Very entertaining ball game. Bill, you want to take us through the totals? We'll talk about this one and what's coming up next for the D's in a second.
Well, for Twin Cedars, they had 13 hits, 11 runs on, and 5 left on. We had 12 runs, 11 hits, and 10 left on.
Back and forth the whole way, a game that we haven't seen the likes of this year. What makes it different? Is it 99 degrees makes it different tonight, or what's the difference?
Well, the pitching has a lot to do with everything, really. I mean, that's where it all starts, and then you get a funky defense out there, and there's lots of openings, and just there was a crazy night.
It was a crazy night, and hopefully a springboard to some good stuff for the Lady D's. We're going to grab a couple of Lady D players in a second, but let's talk really, really quick about what's up for the D's. We talked earlier in the broadcast about the fact they get Clark of Osceola first round next week. Our irony of the thing is we play them again tomorrow night. So what are we going to do tomorrow night so you don't give too much away and you aren't playing them twice, but even though you're playing them twice, if you know what I mean.
That's a good question. The conference chase is out. So I think tomorrow night, I don't know if we see Lexi tomorrow night, if we see Kelly tomorrow night.
Okay.
Kelly's pitching tomorrow night. Okay, yep. So Baker gets a start tomorrow night. We'll see how that goes.
So we'll throw Bake tonight and then probably throw Lexi next week so they don't see the same pitcher just within a couple of days. Got a tournament over the weekend. So yep. Big stuff coming up for the D's. They can beat Clark of Osceola. Had them beat in a game over there and wound up losing 3-2, but we know we can give them a ball game. We're going to come back with a couple of Lady D's seniors tonight after this station ID.
You're keeping cool this summer with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. 12 packs of Pepsi products are 3 for $12. Pepsi products in liter bottles are 3 for $4. Save on Natural Light and Milwaukee's Best and Best Light 24 packs, $12.99. You'll need to make a deposit on your bottles and stay cool and save at Jim and Charlie's 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Back with you, Lizzie Alexander Field. Going to do a little wrap up. I got the honor of a couple of seniors with us tonight. Kelly Baker with us first, and we're going to talk to Alex Casebolt in just a second. And if she gets up here, we'll talk to Alexa Paris one more time. Getting a big hug as she walks in from Bill Casebolt on her 4-for-4 night. But first of all, Kelly Baker, what a wild one tonight, Bake. 12-11, Albia wind, going back and forth the whole way. When did you know you had it in the bag?
I thought we had it in the bag when Tara hit her home run.
And little did you know, huh?
Yeah.
Good night for you. You had an early base hit that contributed, had a big double for the D's. Talk to me a little bit about senior night a little bit tonight, a non-conference game, but still what an honor to kind of look at your senior season and senior night and all the special memories. What's it make you think about?
I don't know. I think it's just awesome that we won. It's good to know that I'll look back and be like, oh, we won senior night, and to see our teammates, like, knowing that they're sad that we're going to be gone is a good feeling because we all got along well. And I think it just hasn't hit me yet. I think that last game in our district tournament will really hit me.
Yeah, and you get to toe the mound tomorrow night. We're going to play Clark of Osceola. We were just talking about we'll face them in districts too, but you get to face them tomorrow night. And for folks that might be listening, we're not going to have radio softball tomorrow night. You see a good ball game, one of the best teams in the state tomorrow night coming to Clark of Osceola. What do you expect to do? Just rear back and fire, buddy?
Yep.
That's Baker style. You'll see her rear back and fire. With me, Alex Casebolt, too. Why don't we switch a headphone out here? Seemed appropriate to have Kelly Baker and Alex Casebolt on the same night. The two are like sisters. Case, what's your thoughts on a 12-11 night? 23 runs tonight, 25 hits tonight. You had a big base hit to go with that, a big walk right in the middle of it, too. What were you thinking as the two teams went back and forth?
I just knew that it was going to be like a close game because last year we got 10 unrolled by them and we were just ready to come and fire back and get ahead.
Very good. And nice job at defense tonight at third base. You had a couple little squibbers out there to you. You had a nice job at defense and played a nice third base tonight too. Now you guys got the weekend tournament over in Ottumwa too. We got four games in 4 days. Do you just go play? Do you even think about districts at this point, or do you wait until the game shows up to start thinking about it?
I think every game we play is just every game you get better and you get better. And then when it comes to district time, you've been improving all season, so
absolutely,
we'll be ready.
Alex Casebolt talking about senior memories, and she can't tell you all of those senior memories because she got edited a little bit, as I understand it, tonight. But a couple of big home runs this year were a couple of those memories. You got a little bit of pop in that bat. And yeah, I think we'll let some of those memories go with us. So, Case, some final thoughts on tonight and as you guys head into Clark tomorrow.
I just know that we need to stay pumped up and get better as we go along, and we'll have it in the bag.
Absolutely. A couple of good seniors provide some really good leadership to the Albia Lady Ds. And I wouldn't normally do this. We had Alexa Paris on the radio last night. We're going to take her one more time before we wrap up tonight. But you're going to have to do something pretty special to get up in the radio booth the second night after I already had you once. So she responds with a 4-for-4 night right in the middle of everything, scored a couple of runs, had a couple of base hits. Where's that been all year, buddy?
Not here.
You never know, though. What does it tell you that if you keep working, stuff lines up for you? You had four good swings at him tonight, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, definitely.
That's anything you want to say about the field tonight?
It worked pretty good for me.
Worked pretty good for you tonight. That hard infield helped some of those grounders go through the middle, didn't it?
Yep.
Well, Dad was excited for you up here. Got a couple of high fives. Guys, nice job for our seniors. Thank you very, very much, not just for tonight, but for leadership. You guys have proven anything tonight from you, Allie, before you close on your 4-for-4 night?
I want to do it again.
Well, do it again tomorrow night, pal. When you step in there, you should have all the confidence in the world. Happy, happy totals from Lizzie Alexander Field tonight. Non-conference game, but the Lady Ds won them all. This one tonight, 12-11 as the Ds hang on in the seventh inning. We'll be back with you next week from Clark of Osceola as the Ds get into tournament play. But for tonight, for Bill Casebolt, for Scotty back in the booth, for Sarah the intern and Paige Paris, this is Greg Paris wishing you a very happy good night.